Mums with Hustle Podcast, episode 99.
Welcome to the Mums with Hustle podcast, where you'll discover everyday mum entrepreneurs killing it in their industry. Learn the secrets you can replicate to create your own success with your host, Tracy Harris.
Hello, welcome to today's episode of the Mums with Hustle podcast. I am your host, Tracy Harris, and as always, I'm thrilled to have you here with me listening to this podcast, because this week there is a super savvy hustle and biz mum who has created an amazing brand from scratch with the money that she made from selling her humble Toyota Corolla. Yep. She had an idea and she had a passion and she just made it happen. She's here and she's got a lot to teach about female entrepreneurship. So let's get into it. Jessica Thomas is the founder of Health Lab, an Australian brand that makes uncomplicated, natural and delicious, healthy on-the-go snacks and drinks. Jessica is a Melbourne-based biz babe who became fed up with climbing the corporate ladder. She launched her business with a laptop, a dream, and a lot of passion. The business has formed strong partnerships with Nike, the Australian Open, Cotton On, the AFL, the AFL Women's League, and more. Jessica is sharing her thoughts and lessons on female entrepreneurialism with us today on the podcast. Welcome, Jess.
Thank you, Tracy.
It is such an honor to have you here chatting to us about female entrepreneurialism. We're going to dive right in.
Perfect.
And I'll start by asking you, Jessica, to tell us a bit more about yourself, your family, and of course, your business, Health Lab.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for having me. So yes, I'm the founder of Health Lab, and I'm sort of 2.5 years into the Health Lab journey. So for those that don't know our products, we have protein balls, smoothies, and we've just launched a kids range. So with my family, I have a husband, Matt, who now works with me in the business, an 11-month-old daughter, Gigi, and 2 border collies. So life is never dull, that's for sure. My background is corporate marketing. So I worked at L'Oreal and then Retail Zoo. And I guess it was during these days that I started Health Lab on the side. So I was working in the corporate world, which was, you know, full of long days, back-to-back meetings, a lot of stress, and I used to have terrible afternoon sugar cravings. And one afternoon, I decided to actually reach for a protein ball instead of my usual chocolate fix, and shared some of them with my team, and they were a total hit. So I decided from that moment on that I was going to create some really healthy and delicious, satisfying snacks for other busy women like myself. So, yeah, the idea really rolled on from there.
Literally rolled on from there.
It did.
In the palm of your hand.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, you know, how does one start a business, you know, just from the idea? And as you said, you were working in a completely different industry. You weren't in the food business. You weren't an entrepreneur. So, you know, tell us a bit about your startup journey.
Yeah, that was an interesting one. So I definitely had the idea, and I knew no one else had created a natural protein ball either in the market. So I'd identified there was a gap, and I knew, you know, my customers very well. But as you said, I didn't know anything about the food industry. I hadn't run my own business before. I was very much, I guess I'm a woman of action. So I kind of made my mind up that's what I was going to do. And what I ended up doing was, because I realized very quickly you needed money to start a business. And so I sold my Toyota Corolla, which was basically the only asset I had, because I'm a terrible saver still. And I literally put that towards business cards, some really basic equipment for a kitchen. And I just started. So I just started making them myself, small batches, and I went to the local cafe where I used to get my coffee in the mornings and said, look, I'm making these protein balls. No one's doing it. They're really healthy. They go great with coffee. You know, they're perfect for you guys. And I just started stocking this one cafe in St. Kilda East, in Melbourne. And then, yeah, within a few months, I was stocking like quite a few all around sort of Melbourne CBD and inner Melbourne area and delivering them myself. And then, yeah, I guess it's just a snowball effect once you start. And then before I knew it, I sort of had a team of, I call them ballers, but ball rollers, which were made up of family and friends. And they'd come into the commercial kitchen while I was working, after work, on weekends, and the business just grew from there. So looking back, I didn't have a business plan. I didn't necessarily envisage it growing to where it's come to today. But I think the important thing was you just sort of start and then you work out what you need to do next and kind of figure it as you go.
Oh, wow. Okay. These are the stories that we love. And thank you for sharing that with us, because too often we can get caught up in looking at where someone is now and we don't get to hear that startup journey.
Yep.
So it's really refreshing to hear that you had to sell the Toyota Corolla. You didn't have all the business experience. You literally just had, I guess, the idea and the passion, and you had it, as you said, an action-orientated kind of mindset, and you went out and you just did it.
Yeah, it was totally unglamorous. Like, it was, you know, really, really not at all glamorous. And, you know, I was at home, you know, on a Saturday night working, or, you know, all hours of the night. So it was definitely hard work. But I think, yeah, so many of us sort of are put off by kind of waiting for the right time, or, you know, waiting for, you know, something to happen, and you just kind of have to get going, and it just works out. It's amazing what can happen with momentum.
Yeah. And just one small, just a tiny little step at a time is all exactly you really need. Yes. Okay. Well, Jess, the truth is that female entrepreneurialism is still grossly underrepresented in Australia. So why do you think this is, and what can we do to change it?
Yes. So I guess if you look at the numbers, because, you know, numbers never lie. So less than a third of all businesses started in Australia at the moment are started by women. And then, you know, of those businesses started, less than 4% of female founded businesses receive any financial investment. And, you know, you even look then at the gender pay gap, and those rates won't be closing till, I think it's the year 2080 with the rates we're going. So we are definitely underrepresented. And, you know, it's a really complex terrain, I guess, you know, the reasons why. There's a lot of, you know, societal, cultural, social, political sort of factors that weigh in. But it's quite interesting when you look into the research that some of the major reasons why women don't pursue entrepreneurship is due to lack of confidence and fear of failure. So I believe things are improving steadily, but there's definitely a long way for us to go.
Totally. And they are some of the major hurdles and roadblocks that I hear when I speak to the women in the Mums with Hustle community. Like, totally hit the nail on the head there, especially when it comes to the confidence.
Yep.
And anything mindset related, even if it's money mindset, or, you know, fear of competition, or all of those things, they seem to be the things that hold us back.
It's interesting. I was listening to Sheryl Sandberg this morning, and she talks a lot about that, and that women really are, we're so different in the way that we're programmed compared to men, and we don't sort of have that confidence. You know, I don't know if it's a cultural thing, you know, only 7% of women will ask, will negotiate their pay, whereas 54% of men will, you know. So there's some really deeply ingrained things in there that I think, yeah, definitely kind of we almost hold ourselves back in a way.
Yeah, and a lot of it, I think, can be attributed to some limiting self-beliefs, which obviously then are implanted within us from, you know, our first carers, you know, and the people who looked after us and what their beliefs were, and it just gets passed on. It's this cycle. So do you have any opinions in regards to what we can do to kind of bring about this change sooner than 2080?
Yes. Well, I mean, in terms of, you know, the Mums with Hustle community, which I think they're already doing amazing things. So I guess role modeling is a really important part. So I think as working mums, it's important we expose, you know, our our daughters and children to our working lives and not try and hide it or necessarily really separate it, because I think it's important that they understand that that's, you know, an important part of mum and it's a positive thing in their lives. And I think it's good to have those conversations with our children about that. You know, I think ourselves that embracing being a working mum and giving ourselves permission to enjoy it, you know, that energy, that attitude, that will really have a lasting impact and flow on to the next generation. But one thing we're actually doing at the moment is really focusing. We've started a not-for-profit called Fueling Female Success, which is trying to work with girls sort of between years 7 and 10. So trying to get to them before they've made that decision on what they're going to do with their lives, and really sort of talk to them about entrepreneurship, provide them with role models and storytelling, and really try and accelerate entrepreneurship at that educational level. So just having those conversations start much earlier. You know, I think there's a lot happening in the space, and we're sort of getting access to more and more role models. But yeah, definitely having those conversations with our kids when they're really young.
Yes, you're right. It can totally start at home, and that involves us letting go of the dreaded mum guilt, you know, not feeling bad that we are working for a purpose, which is, you know, to provide for our families, but to also do something for ourselves and the community at large. Like we are capable of serving many people, not just, you know, our own households, and there's nothing to be ashamed of about that.
Of course. And I think, you know, it took me a long time to get my head around that, you know, at the start when I had my daughter. But I think, you know, I worked out fairly quickly that I'm such a better mum when I do have work going and that I'm passionate about what I'm doing and that, you know, it doesn't mean that you're not, you know, being there 100% for your child. So, yeah, I think definitely trying to challenge some of those stereotypes that we might be faced with in our own sort of inner voice as well, like you were saying earlier.
Totally. Well, Jess, Health Lab has really, really taken off in Australia, and you have formed some strong partnerships with brands like Nike, the Australian Open, Cotton On, AFL, AFL Women's League, and more. So what is your advice to fellow female entrepreneurs who would like to take that leap and approach some large corporations for partnership opportunities?
Yeah, so we've been definitely very blessed to work with some pretty amazing and iconic brands. And I know, especially at the start, it can be quite intimidating as a smaller brand to approach bigger ones. I guess, you know, I'm the big believer that the worst thing that can happen is they say no. So I think it's always important to try. But I guess going into it, being prepared. So, you know, it has to be something in it for these bigger brands. You know, they definitely have their reasons for working with smaller brands, and they're always trying to remain engaged with the community and their end consumers. But I guess you've got to think about it from their perspective. So, some things I think about is ensuring that you have a great brand. So, I mean, it's awesome to have good products. But I think ultimately, you need to present them in a really well-rounded brand, you know, have a good community, have a clear target market. I think that's really quite important. And then taking the time to prepare a pitch for them. So do your research on their business, you know, put in time and effort into making sure that you sort of think through what you're offering them the whole way so that you create the dream for them. You know, you do the hard work for them. They're really busy, and I think it's much easier if you come to them with a whole solution. Some other tips I've learned along the way is always go straight to the decision maker. So I always try and skip any gatekeepers.
Yeah.
So, you know, don't go through receptionists or PAs or info emails. You know, get on LinkedIn, work out who the decision maker is and go straight to them. And persistency pays off. So I definitely have had, several times a no, you know, once or twice from a brand that's not interested at the time. And I always try and maintain a relationship, always try and keep in touch. Because, you know, it's just a matter of time sometimes. And they end up saying yes.
I love it. Really good.
Sorry,
and
I
like
just
actionable
said a lot
tips.
Then.
No, you did. So I really hope that I always warn people just to listen to the podcast with the pen and paper. So
good.
Surely they are doing that and they've written all that down because, yeah, that was a lot of information just then. But, you know, definitely things that are super actionable for everyone. There wasn't something there that you said that like we couldn't actually implement.
I hope so.
Yeah. No, so that's good. I love the idea of jumping on LinkedIn and just going straight to the source.
I can guess anyone's email address, honestly.
Oh, she's a little detective.
There's a little tip for people. You can always, you know, don't worry about, going through formal channels. I think, you know, you've got to do what it takes. And as long as you don't become too annoying and understand, you know, that they're busy and it might take a few weeks for sometimes people to get back to you.
Yeah. But,
you know, I think there's no harm in trying. You have to. I think when you're starting a business, you have to do that stuff. So,
yes. And as you said, you're writing your pitch that kind of speaks about their brand and why it's a valuable, you know, thing for them to consider. Yeah. So is that kind of the perspective that you're writing it in?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it goes back to the old what's in it for them, you know.
Okay.
As a bigger brand, I think, you know, they have built it and they're at a certain stage that there has to be something, you know, it sounds bad, but, you know, there has to be something in it for them to work with a smaller brand. So I think really, you know, working out what that is and what you offer and what's your unique selling point, I guess, as a business or a brand, and really just trying to find a creative way to do that and making sure also that you're, you know, targeting and pitching brands that aligns with what you're doing. So, you know, there's no point, for instance, hitting up, I'm trying to think off the top of my head now, you know, Nike if you're also a athleisure wear brand, so that you're, you know, a direct competitor. So a bit of common sense, you want to make sure that what you're doing complements what they're doing and giving them a point of difference in the market.
And definitely put in all that time and that effort into doing the pitch.
You only get one.
Oh,
one
you only get one shot.
Yeah. So take the time. You know, I would rather spend, you know, a day and waste it and, you know, not go through and know that I gave it everything than miss out on working with one of these amazing brands.
Yeah, totally. Very good advice.
Thank you.
Well, I want to touch back on this whole changing the vibe of women and entrepreneurialism in Australia, because it certainly wasn't presented to me as a viable career option growing up. And, you know, I have taught for 10 years and it certainly wasn't something that we were really educating the kids on at school about either in this present day.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, is this slowly changing? What do you think the future of female entrepreneurialism in Australia is like?
Look, I definitely think it's positive. And I do think that female entrepreneurship will be quite a significant part of Australia's economy. But there's still a lot of barriers and stereotypes we need to shatter. But I actually really do believe we're the generation that's going to do that. So I do think it's definitely a positive climate. And as you were saying, I think it does start a lot in the classrooms. You know, things are improving as, you know, things like social media and technological advances happen. You know, it's easier to gain access to role models and cool businesses that are starting, and it's easier for women to share their stories. But I think, yeah, definitely it will take time. But I think it's going to be a pretty exciting time for women to be in business. I definitely do.
Oh, you are so right. Like social media is like, it makes everything so much more accessible to us. So I just really hope, I don't know, I hope the curriculum, particularly in high school, lends itself to social media and blogging and, you know, platform building and all of that stuff. I hope so too.
It moves at such a fast pace now. And I think, you know, as hard as the education system is trying to keep up to date with what's happening, it's just what's happening out there is just moving at such a rapid pace. So I think it is a challenge for educators as well. I think they're trying to do a really good job, but you know, yeah, they definitely have, you know, I guess that's also where families and mums come into play as well. So trying to bridge that gap a little bit, but it would be great to see, you know, a stronger focus on the careers and entrepreneurism, you know, in that younger year level. Yeah. So they say at the moment, most of the resources are allocated between years 10 and 12, whereas the average woman will make her decision up on what career path she wants to take by the age of 14. So it's kind of almost too late. So trying to, you know, I guess rejuggle where those resources are allocated and have them in those younger year levels, sort of the 7 to 9, and really reaching women at those pivotal points before they've made that decision, I think will be, you know, really great way to make, you know, a big acceleration in that area.
Because I remember being like in year eight or thereabouts when we had to kind of choose our elective subjects.
Oh, yeah, that's it. You're already making decisions by that stage.
Yes, we had to be. It's scary.
I know.
Okay, well, you know, we're about to wrap things up here on the podcast, so I have a curly question to kind of throw at you.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. Well, seeing as you started your biz on such a small, humble budget, I thought I would ask you that if you had to start your business all over again today and you only had $200 to do it with, what would you spend that $200 on?
Oh, this is a tough one.
Sorry.
$200, no, that's okay. $200.
Yeah.
Okay, it's going to sound strange, but I think I'd actually put it towards creating business cards. And it was something I went through when I started the business, Health Lab. And I think it's more a placebo effect or kind of almost an essence of that fake it till you make it. But I think once you have, you know, your business card and you've got your logo on there and you've created your title, you feel like you're officially in business. And it's just something I think that gives you confidence and, again, it helps bring on that momentum and gets you going into action. I definitely put it towards some fancy business cards.
So it's that tangible part of the brand.
I don't know what it is, but I feel like it, you know, maybe it goes back to your mindset, things you're talking about earlier that, you know, it's officially there and it's on paper and, you know, you feel confident giving it to people. And yeah, I think it's a weird thing, but I definitely noticed once I had a business card, I just sort of was in motion straight away.
Yeah. And you said a key thing just then, that you would hand them out to people. I think that's the key part when you get your business cards.
Exactly. You've got to give them out. You can't keep them in a drawer somewhere. So, you know, it's almost like making a public, you know, statement that you're out there, you're doing business, and you kind of have to make it happen then.
Yes, you do. And how you speak about yourself or think about yourself is, you know, taken on by others. So
that's it.
If this is the challenge, if anyone out there has some business cards and you're not handing them out, take them out and go and hand them out. Yeah.
100%.
Yes. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, you know, what is coming up for you? You are such a busy lady. And tell us about the places online that we can connect with you at Health Lab.
Yes. So, of course, you can come visit our website, which is www.healthlab.com.au, or our Instagram handle, which is @healthlab. But at the moment, you can grab one of our protein smoothies at Woolworths, which we've just rolled into, which is really exciting.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, we're very, very excited about that. So you can see us in the chilled section there. And we've also just launched our kids' lunchbox snack range. So you should see that in Toys R Us soon. So hopefully we're popping up, you know, everywhere. You know, we've just gone into David Jones and Coles Express and some really exciting places around Australia for those Australian mums with hustle. And of course, online otherwise. But yeah, and otherwise you can find me chatting at one of the League of Extraordinary Women's Run the World tours in July. If there's anyone that wants to come and get inspired by a bunch of cool women in business as well.
Very cool women in business.
Yeah.
Speaking at that event, and I think 400 women attending.
Yes, quite a few, which will be really exciting opportunity. So,
well, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations on all of those achievements. Like your business, your product is going total gangbusters and popping up everywhere, and yourself as a personal brand, like you're doing amazing things, and then you've found time to come on the podcast and chat to us as well. So huge thanks, Jessica.
No, thank you so much for having me, Tracy. It's been, yeah, great chatting with you, and I really love your business, so appreciate
it. Thank you. Well, you know, it doesn't end there, guys, because we are going to do a bit of a giveaway with you, Jessica, over on Instagram.
Yes.
What are you thinking? What are you going to give away?
I think it'd be nice to give some mums with hustle some fuel for their hustle. So a month's worth of Health Lab protein balls, and then some snacks then to, of course, bribe the tribe with, so that mum can do some more work. So, yeah, definitely love to stock them up with a month's supply of Health Lab goodies.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, that sounds really ridiculously yummy and amazing. So to find out the details of that giveaway and how you can enter to score that month's worth of Health Lab goodies, you will need to be keeping a close eye on my Instagram at Mums with Hustle. That'll be coming up this week. So make sure that you are following along and, of course, spreading the word to other people that would love to get some Health Lab in them. Yum.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Well, all the best. Congrats again and enjoy the gig at the League of Extraordinary Women.
Thank you, Tracy. And okay. I'm looking forward to watching more of your podcasts or listening to them.
Fabulous. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Jess, from the Health Lab for joining me on today's podcast episode. Ladies, chatting to Jess today really got me stuck on thinking about some of the self-limiting beliefs that we may have for ourselves and even some of the limiting beliefs that society has on women and female entrepreneurship. While we can't really control what others think, we can certainly control what we think and what we project. So I wanted to challenge you today to think about your own self-limiting beliefs, particularly as they lie with yourself and your business or the business that you aspire to set up for yourself. Do you have a particular belief or belief system about something that is holding you back from taking action on pursuing your dreams or pressing go or clicking send on something that is going to make your business thrive and help you create the impact and the life that you want to live? What is that thing and what is that belief that is holding you back? But more importantly, why is it holding you back? And where did it come from? Because once you lean into that feeling and into that discomfort, you know, that is the place, that is the grounds from where we can rise up and really overcome those obstacles. Now, if you care to share and make yourself be a little bit vulnerable, I would love to hear from you. If you head over to my Instagram account at Mums with Hustle and find the post related to today's podcast episode with Jessica, I would love for you to write to me in the comments and tell me about any self-limiting beliefs that you may have or that you may have had, and of course, how you have overcome them. You sharing your truth certainly helps to inspire others to take the necessary action to improve their own lives. So be vulnerable and come over and leave us a comment. Thank you once again for joining me here on this podcast. I certainly have a blast every single week bringing you these episodes. And if you have loved this episode or you have been listening to the podcasts and you've been loving them, please take the 2 minutes that it takes to jump over to iTunes and leave me a review. You can leave me a star rating and also a comment that tells me what you are loving about the show. Because these reviews do count and they help us become more visible to other female entrepreneurs just like yourself. And that is what we are on a mission to do. That's what we want to do. We want to help educate all the biz mamas out there to be their very best. Okay, well, thank you again. That's it from me. Have an amazing week and stay happy in your hustle.